Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. This is the cutting-edge news program many of you have come to know and trust since 2003. This is Lou Caverly.
And Elizabeth Cabot Caverly.
We're broadcasting live tonight, June 26th, Tuesday, on the Global Star Radio Network at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This program will air Wednesday, June 26th, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, on a frequency of 9.350 megahertz, and can be heard also at that time at WWCR.com. Also note that our 8 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday night program that airs at WWCR.com and on shortwave 4.840 megahertz also repeats twice on Saturdays. First, on 7.490 megahertz at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can relax on Saturday afternoon and hear the same program repeated on a frequency of 9.350 megahertz at 5 p.m. Eastern. The topic of tonight's program is Pride Month in full flame. First, Elizabeth and I have some breaking headlines.
And the second part of our program title is, again, that continuation of Murder, Inc., Earth, Inc., the activities of the evil, diabolical Luciferians.
That's right. First, from True News, Monday, June 24th, the headline, World War III type headline, alert. Rockets from U.S. attack early Sunday morning from U.S. weapons in Ukraine, attacking Crimea Communications Center. And this is Lou. Crimea is the sacred heart of Russia. This is provocation, and a huge one. And then World War III.
And we do have to interrupt that for whatever reason, the evening program of True News played an older repeat. So those of you who were listening during the daytime got that alert. And this is big. This is really big. All of these things that Lou's going to be telling you, these are shattering headlines for World War III, the inception of something we do not want, that we pray against, that we ask God Almighty to foil. Isn't that right?
That's so true. Yes, it is. Now, the BBC headline, June 24th, 20 dead in attacks on churches and synagogue in southern Russia. Attacks on police posts, churches, and a synagogue in Russia's North Caucasus Republic of Dagestan that left 20 people dead, most of them police officers. Five gunmen were also killed. At least 46 people were taken to hospitals with injuries after the Sunday evening attack.
Lou, we have to say that nothing is as it seems. There was a caller into the Hal Turner show the other night, and he talked about the contrast of the things that you and I have been talking about on the Divided Kingdom, about Biden's woke administration and how people like the Navy SEALs, the good ones who are traditional and conservative Christians, they do not like this change at the top of our government, that we have these LGBTQ sick agendas put everywhere. But this caller to Hal Turner talked about the contrast that before battles, apparently Putin has the Orthodox priests, the Christian priests, out holding the cross, and there's prayer over the men. And we do seem to understand that the LGBTQ agenda is verboten in Russia. And if that is true, if that is the case, we need to cry out, oh, America, America, repent. The latest newsletter from Gary Kaul, a lot of it, we feel, does not address the Israeli and Palestinian situation in a balanced manner, the way Captain Darrell Everhart said we do. Yes, we see the evil New World Order agenda in Israel with the seven-hour stand-down after Hamas. But we also cannot discount the evil, radical Islam and these threats that have been made to death to America, death to Jews, death here. We know that Satan is on both sides, and we try to tell the truth. We really do want to bring you a balanced viewpoint, and we cannot be just saying that the world should adopt all approval of Israel. Nor can we say that the UN is right to hate Israel completely. We can't do that. We have to look for the truth. And in Gary Kaw's latest newsletter, Hope for the World, we did see something very interesting, and we must point this out, that apart from all of these New World Order Lucifer minions, including some Talmudic rabbis, we're sure they've been calling for death, too, of Christians. We are sure that there are a lot of bad people there in the Illuminati, labor Zionist-type groups. But those are not the ordinary Orthodox Bible-believing Jews. And so we're very disheartened to hear from Gary Kaw's newsletter, and this was a good thing to tell us, that now true hatred of Jewish people has reached such a point in France that the people are afraid to walk in the streets, and they're being beaten up at times. They're trying to make aliyah to Israel to go there. So you see, Lou and I are here because we care about the ordinary man and woman, and that would be ordinary middle-class Americans, middle-class French, people who love other people and who do not want to be taken over by this Luciferian hate. So we're just coming here again telling you that we need prayer. We need prayer for repentance in America. And I was pleased to see at the end of Gary Kaw's newsletter that he said this, that the things may get so bad we'll almost go into a civil war, or we will go into a civil war at the time of the election and beyond if Americans don't repent en masse. He said that he thought that was the only thing that would influence God to stop what's coming. And we feel that way too. Don't we, Lou? What do you think about it?
Yes, I think that unless this country repents, we don't have much of a chance. We really don't. I think only repentance deep down will sway what the outcome will be.
And the judgment is lurking there. You know, I have to bring up Doc Burkhardt's dream again that he talked about on True News with Rick Wiles, that he said he was born in the Midwest, and they used to have storms there, but he had never really seen many storms in Florida coming from the east off the Atlantic. They came in a different direction. And this time in the dream, that's where it was coming from, the east. And in the clouds of the storm, he saw a face, and it was Donald Trump. So later, Rick Wiles went to the Bible and looked up every time in the Bible he could find something about east winds, and every time it was linked to, listeners, are you surprised, God's judgment. So we're here because we want to help you. We've tried to provide tips for you to avoid harmful things that are being put into our food. And we've tried to warn you about various things, and we are so excited again. The book is moving. God's book is moving. There's been a request for a number of books. People are starting to open their minds and hearts. And in fact, Lou and I are probably going to reorder probably 100 more books. So we do need some contributions. If any of you can help us directly to Lou, some cash, money orders, whatever you can do, it will be over $300 to get the 100 books. So, you know, if any of you can help, just send it to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, that's P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And again, we've had a little breakthrough with some of our listeners, too. You're wanting this book. You don't want to be left behind. You want to know what the evils are in the agenda that's being sprung on mankind. So now, this thing here with the latest part that Lou told you about, the attacks on the synagogues and the churches, that's highly suspect. Who did this? Who really did this? Is this Murder, Inc.? Is this the New World Order? We've been hearing more exposure of the lies of NATO. Again, that came on the Hal Turner show. Then all his radio stations were knocked off. Are we surprised? He went back and told through the decades the lies of NATO. So, you know, we're not going to be giving you the establishment view And, you know, I said I'm disappointed in Gary Kaw's newsletter. It's mostly people writing from foundations. And I do have to say, though he gave us a wonderful preparatory interview, and we might repeat that, how to survive later. If things get worse, we will. But I have to say that Lou and I sent our book to Gary Kaw, and there wasn't a word back, not one word. See, we think it's too revolutionary. It is too truthful. Because most of the Christian organizations are still in this mindset, we don't like to use this term, but there is some validity to it. Christian Zionists who will send out a Christmas gift that you could buy to support their ministry of an Israeli flag and a U.S. flag, an American flag. Lou, that sort of curdled your blood, didn't it?
It does. You can't have two masters, as the Bible says. You can't have two countries that you're loyal to. And to me, we are loyal to the United States of America.
And we were. We are to Christian America, the Christian ideals and the rule of law and the Constitution. We're not loyal to the lawlessness that convicted a former United States president after an illegal election, are we?
Not at all, no.
No,
of course not. In a legal trial, too.
Yes, exactly. So, you see, we're here as long as the Lord keeps the door open and as long as you help us stay on the air. And so we do value your comments. And sometime if you can send us some reception reports, a few of you have. But, again, this is very suspect. The two groups of people that Alice Bailey and Madame Blavatsky and the Theosophy, which Hitler adored and followed, you see, it all goes back to this occult. They said that before the big changeover, you see, everybody had to be eliminated who didn't go along with the Lucifer worship. And those were two populations. They were the Christians and the Jews. So those of you out there who want to hate Jews as just people, you'd better wake up. You'd better know that you're on the side of Lucifer. However, Lou and I are now drawing a line that we cannot stand with so-called Christian Zionists and ignore the truth that Israel stood down 7 hours and that there are other things. Probably both sides, we think, are doing atrocities to the civilians, don't we?
Well, that always happens in wartime, unfortunately, and I think it's happening now, yes.
Yes, there may be thousands of Palestinians, innocent people, being slaughtered. But there are also innocent people in Israel. What did you say about the ones in the north?
I think I heard on the radio that 100,000 had been displaced by all these rockets being fired by Hezbollah from Lebanon into northern Israel.
And the other thing is, remember, our esteemed colleague and mentor, Dr. Stanley Monteith of Radio Liberty, how we wish he were still here with us to guide us and to warn all of us. But he said it comes down to the best enemy money can buy. The CIA and our other intelligence organizations helped build ISIS. We heard from Alex Jones years ago, and poor Alex Jones, whatever has happened, we can't really intervene in the Sandy Hook business. But it's sad that it has come to this point with Alex. But God is raising up people who will tell the truth and who will worship him. But at any rate, Alex Jones said that Hamas was built by Israel as a buffer against Arafat. So you see, far up, there are lots and lots of convoluted kinds of agendas and purposes, but they're never to benefit you and me, us, the ordinary middle class. We're the last to ever know. And one reason we're on this radio is to protect you. Please get ready. Lou has been trying to get us ready. Haven't you, Lou?
Yes, we've been doing a good deal of shopping to
try to get
to stock
food
up. Yes.
Yes. In these 4 terrible years that our book came out of, it was like a prison sentence to yours truly. I always had to be careful because of my lupus to be out of the sun. And so my life became more limited in 1988 with the onset of all of that. And then, of course, Lyme disease in 1991 to 1993 to 1995. You know, all of that was a kind of a lowering of the things I might have been able to do in life, I thought. But I never knew there was something glorious waiting, this work for the Lord. But in the last 4 years, it was tough because I figured at one point I was out of the home four times, no more than six, I'm sure, in the 4 years. And we had liked to go out to eat, never got to do that, and I cooked every meal that we had for 4 years. So we sat down and figured it out. I saved us probably $4,000 over what we might have spent when we were eating out, because that was one of my few enjoyments, that and going to music concerts. But all of that ended. Now, of course, temporarily, there's a little more freedom. If one is careful, you might be able to go to a small restaurant. You might be able to socialize a little. And I said to Lou, during our 40th wedding anniversary, I felt like Dr. Manette in the book A Tale of Two Cities. He was reclaimed by life. And I felt I was coming back to life. I'm not completely healed yet with my lung problems, and I do ask for your prayers, listeners, but I have full faith God will bring me back to just total wellness very shortly. And so Lou and I had really a wonderful vacation. And, you know, we gave up a lot for the radio work, because the last time we ever took an overnight vacation was in the year 2000 at Williamsburg. And so that's 24 years that we never took an overnight anywhere, did we?
That's right.
Nothing.
Not one.
And we don't regret it. We know that nothing is more important than people's souls. Where do you go when you die? That's what these Luciferians have to think about. Where are they going? Are they going with Jesus Christ for eternity? Or are they going to the burning, never-ending fires of hell? So this is really why we're on the radio, and we're on the radio because we do love America, and because we know that our talents and our sincerity are being used by the Lord, and He will convict us if we get off track. If we start to do wrong, He will tell us, and then we'd better repent too. So we're just telling you the way we see it right now. So let's move right on, Lou, about this synagogue and the church. Do you have a little more?
Well, now we have another headline here from Natural News, June 21st. And it's more World War III noises. Biden authorities transfer two Patriot missile batteries from Poland to Ukraine in a bid to bolster Kiev's air defenses. And then we have this. Al Turner, Monday, June 24th. There is allegedly a British Member of Parliament whistleblower who revealed that a dirty bomb on a European city will be set off and Russia will be blamed. Then
that's a very big one. We're going to have to watch that one.
We sure will, yes. And we had, not so long ago, we heard about the barges floating free down the Ohio River. We had the Francis Scott Key Bridge takedown. Now we've got more trouble with Boeing. The headline, June 22nd, Virgin Atlantic. Boeing jet's windshield cracked at an altitude of 40,000 feet during flight from Heathrow in London to San Francisco. Experts have said that the plane's altitude meant it could not have been hit by a bird. This wasn't the end of Boeing's troubles. Radio News, June 25th, reported a compression system failure on a passenger jet between Taiwan and North Korea.
And next, more takedown of white American males. Zero Hedge, June 22nd, Tyler Durden said, Disney exposed. Vice president admits on hidden camera that company refuses to hire white males. Then at the same time, June 22nd, we had another headline. Lego produces Pride video with drag queen and fairies. And that was Tyler Durden. The article also states, meanwhile in London, the mayor is celebrating Pride by erecting giant billboards glorifying the removal of healthy breasts. This is Elizabeth. Everywhere the reprobate mind of Lucifer, Murder, Inc., Earth, Inc., these atrocities are occurring, like that billboard. Then, listeners, tune up. There are some reprobate mind secrets from the deepest dark, Lou.
Increasingly controversial, Brigitte Macron sees Assuse, journalist and clairvoyant, for defamation after rumors she was born a man spread like wildfire. Gateway Pundit, June 22, 2024. Written by Paul Saran. The New York Post reported the Macrons have been so upset about long-standing rumors Brigitte was born a man, the First Lady took the unusual step of taking two of her accusers to a criminal court in Paris Wednesday to sue them for defamation. The journalist and the spiritual medium are accused of spreading rumors online that Brigitte Macron is a transgender woman and used to be a man named Jean-Michel. Along the same vein, perhaps, True News recently reported a discussion Rick Wiles had with Roger Stone. Stone allegedly opined that Michelle Obama might become the Dems' presidential pick. If our memory is correct, it was also True News about a decade ago that reported on a Michael LaVon Robinson, who once played football at Oregon University. Perhaps an even more reliable news source was Seymour Hersh. He said that, said by True News, he was said to have said that Joe Biden will step down and not run again for president.
And then we have Western Journal, June 22nd. You know, everything was happening on this 22 day. And, you know, that has effects on great numbers of mankind. I've said not egotistically, but you've seen it all around me all my life. 22s everywhere. That's right, Lou, isn't it?
That is right.
On my bank account number, everywhere, everywhere. And even the letters of my name, there's a certain 22. I was born on April 22nd, and that, of course, became Earth Day later. So God has his ways. He's going to make little voices turn into big voices. He's going to take a mustard seed, according to the Bible, and the mustard seed is your faith. Why don't you send us a little note and say, I want your new book? We've gotten a couple of them lately. We're so happy to hear from listeners. And if you don't have a $5 bill for postage and handling, put in a couple ones or put in nothing. We know that you're going to use the book, and it's worth everything to us. We don't need that $5. If you don't have it, do not feel guilty. Do not feel downhearted. Feel great that you have an opportunity God opened up. He didn't want us to try to sell our book on Amazon. Amazon would have gotten rid of it anyway. We heard something about they were getting rid of COVID books or something against it. Do you think our hard-hitting book that talked about the COVID vaccines being derived from the fetal cell business, do you really think that the mainstream press would have supported that and big companies like Amazon and others would have wanted to sell our book? I don't think so. God had his way, and it was just to have you write us a note and send it to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Now we're moving into what happened on June 22nd. We cannot overlook the specter of the dragon. And this, again, yes, it's China. China buying up land near strategic U.S. military bases. 19 locations are potentially compromised. And again, this was Jared Harris writing this at the Western Journal. The New York Post states that Chinese investors now own more than 349,442 acres across the U.S. And at least 19 of these foreign holdings, you see, are located in worrying proximity to these domestic bio-military bases. I think I want domestic military bases. Yes, my word ran together there. They include Fort Leonard Wood, Fort Irwin, the Yuma Proving Ground, and Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Now, listeners, the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, they have personnel that are assigned to the Nuclear Command Control and Communication Integration Directorate. So you see, this is not a nothing. There's a reason. There's a strategic reason that the Chinese want to be near this. This directorate is responsible for the Weapon Systems Configuration Management Systems Test, System Verification, and System Certification, Wright-Patterson also houses a number of strategic air wings, as well as intelligence and research centers. Some of you might think, well, we're just going along in America. We don't have to think about China being involved. In our daily life, we turn on the TV, we watch the football, we go to the fast food places. We don't have to worry, but they do. China has been infiltrating in a different way, hasn't it?
That's right. Another aspect of World War III on the American people is the sellout of corporations in advance of any real declaration of war. It isn't just the Chinese illegals flooding in that have sold us out. Here we have this headline from Natural News. Many major American corporations are actually owned by Communist China. And the word American is in quotes because, are they really American? This is by Ethan Huff, December 29th. And this is back in 2020, but it's still very valid. Domestic namesakes like General Electric and General Motors have long been seen as icons of American industry. As it turns out, though, these and many other corporate giants are owned, at least in part, by Communist China. GM, America's largest automobile manufacturer, is partially owned by the Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation, and has been since 1998. The two companies work in partnership to keep the American brand alive and kicking. A similar situation is true of GE, though this made-in-America giant is completely owned by the Chinese company Haier, H-A-I-E-R, which purchased it for $5.4 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars, in 2016. GE's products are still made in the U.S., but all company decisions are made in China. The following American companies also have partnerships, ties, or ownership in China. AMC. Though based out of Leawood, Kansas, AMC's majority stakeholder is the Dalian Wanda Group, which pours enough money into the theater chain every year to keep it afloat. Smithfield Foods. Despite originating in Smithfield, Virginia, Smithfield Foods was purchased by the Chinese-based WH Group in 2013 for $4.72 billion. At the time, this was the most expensive acquisition by a Chinese company in America. The Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Located in McLean, Virginia, this Hilton Worldwide Hotel was purchased by the Anbang, A-N-B-A-N-G, Insurance Group in 2014 for $1.95 billion. China also has its sights on Starwood Resorts, another American hospitality group. IBM Personal Computer Division. In 2005, IBM's Personal Computer Division was acquired by Lenovo for $1.25 billion. Lenovo, a Chinese corporation, also poured additional money into IBM. Spotify. Tencent Holdings Limited purchased a 10% stake in Spotify in 2017, while Spotify purchased the same stake in Tencent. This allowed Spotify to enter the Chinese market when it otherwise would have been unable to do so. Tesla. While Elon Musk typically gets exclusive credit for being the brains and money behind Tesla, the company actually has a glut of different shareholders, including Tencent. Snapchat. For $2 billion, Tencent was able to purchase a 10% stake in Snapchat. With its newfound influence, Tencent was then able to expand the augmented reality technology used in the platform. Microsoft. Most people think of Bill Gates when they think of Microsoft, but when it comes to the company, that is the company's mobile phone division, China-based FIH Mobile Limited is now in control. Hilton Hotels. Chinese aviation and shipping titan HNA Group purchased a 25% stake in this well-known hotel chain for $6.5 billion back in 2016. That same year, HNA also purchased Carlson Hotels Incorporated.
Then we also have WeWork. This shared workspace giant entered into a partnership with Legend Holdings Corp. in 2016 to access the much-needed capital. WeWork, which pushes feminizing soy products on its employees, probably would have gone under were it not for Legend. Sotheby's. Taokang Life, based out of China, became Sotheby's newest majority shareholder in 2016. The London-based company was then bought out by French-Israeli titan Patrick Drahi in 2019. Uber. This popular ride-sharing platform received a $600 million cash infusion from Chinese internet search titan Baidu Incorporated in 2014. Uber was then able to gain an easier entry into the Chinese market. Motorola. In 2012, Google purchased Motorola Mobility, a split-off company from Motorola, for $12.5 billion. 3 years later, Google sold Motorola Mobility to Lenovo for just $2.91 billion, a loss of around $10 billion. Cleveland Cavaliers. In 2019, the Cavaliers signed a deal with Jianhua Huang, a Chinese businessman, allowing him to own a 15% stake in the company. Brookstone. After filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2014, Brookstone was purchased by Sailing Capital and SandPower, two Chinese entities, for $173 million. This allowed Brookstone to come out of bankruptcy in 2014 as a new Chinese-owned entity. And we have to mention here again that we've been watching that big increased influx of military-aged Chinese illegals, men coming in near the San Diego border. We haven't had an update for a couple months, but we have to know that's part of it. So there's a lot going on. Isn't there, Lou? And now we're moving on. What is the next topic that you have, Lou?
Well, the next topic has to do with gay pride.
Yes, we're right back. Pride Month in flame. Full flame. That was picked intentionally for the allegorical meaning.
That's right. Last week we stated on air that each year Pride Month and its activities seem to become more entrenched, more radical. Let's take a look at summer 2023, and then move to current happenings in Pride Month, June 2024. First, from National File, YouTube replaces American flag with emoji with gay plus trans pride flags. This is by Frankie Stocks, July 16th, 2023, from National File. YouTube has removed the American flag from its list of live chat emojis, but it's left the gay and trans pride flags in place, even offering those flags to users in place of the American flag. Independent journalist and matter-of-fact show host Ryan Matter reported on the striking of the American flag from YouTube in a tweet, attaching a screenshot showing that only the rainbow gay pride flag and the blue on pink on white trans flag remain. And he wrote in the tweet, "The only flags you can use in a live stream are the pride and pedo flags. If you do not think that YouTube is an enemy of the American people, you are still asleep." In addition to the tweet from Ryan Matter, National File has independently verified that the American flag and seemingly all other national flags have been removed from YouTube's emoji menu. But the American flag hasn't just been removed from the platform. It's been replaced by the gay and trans pride flags. When the term American flag is typed into the emoji search bar, the gay and trans pride flags appear next to a pirate flag, and several generic options with the American flag emoji nowhere in sight. It would appear that YouTube is offering users the gay and trans pride flags in place of the American flag. The removal of the American flag from YouTube is just the latest chapter in the deterioration of the video-sharing giant. YouTube has been notorious for years for censoring pro-American, pro-Western, and conservative viewpoints, and is alleged to have colluded directly with Big Pharma, the World Health Organization, and elements of the U.S. government to suppress content exposing the deadly danger of COVID jabs.
Then we now have 1 million moms. We're now up to date. This is this year, 2024. The popular YouTuber, Ms. Rachel, the teacher of preschoolers, and this is about Pride Month. Ms. Rachel, a former preschool teacher with over 10 million subscribers to her channel, openly supported Pride Month online. Lou, first of all, 10 million subscribers to this person? Can we imagine? Maybe we have 140,000 people coming through our website. And again, we ask you to go to our archives, and that's DividedKingdomRadio.com. Again, DividedKingdomRadio.com. Please tell others to look under breaking news at my radio monologue about the last American man standing. Will your child be drafted into this war machine, the war profiteers, with their 10-year agreement? You'll want to read that and pray about it. But at any rate, we can see that the Patriot Nurse was right when she said only about 5% of the population throughout the world's history have ever been awake, knowledgeable, and concerned enough to do things for mankind. So you can see we have the masses. They're all taken in. 10 million of them watching Miss Rachel, 10 million subscribers to her channel, supporting Pride Month online. In earlier videos, Ms. Rachel taught children about transgenderism in one of her signature Songs for Littles with Jules Hoffman, her musical co-star and non-binary sidekick there. And Hoffman performed June 2nd at the Queer Pride, the Queer Fam, I think it is, Pride, January, a Chicago Pride event, the venue there. We note that she says, and that's Ms. Rachel, she's a Christian, and that she has used a puppet named Poppy to let child viewers know, quote, you're going to be loved and accepted no matter what. 1 million moms comments by promoting sin. She is accepting it and teaching children to do the same, even though it is clearly against God's teachings in the Bible, Romans 1, verses 26 and 27. And then, they, you know, that's not enough. We've got LifeSite News. Again, this is June 5th, 2024. Doug Mainwaring, world's largest children's book publisher, releases radical LGBTQIA plus guide targeting K through 12 children. Scholastic's radical, quote, Pride Guide calls on teachers to push LGBTQIA plus ideology on children as early as kindergarten and indoctrinate them in sexual depravity and fabricated gender, quote, identities that don't actually exist. LifeSite News. Scholastic, the world's largest publisher and distributor of children's books. Whoa! Lou, as former teachers and as former children, we used to look forward to the Scholastic Book Club, didn't we?
Yes,
I'll bet
we did.
When you were in about sixth grade, you had something like that, didn't you?
Oh, yes. We probably had that very company. You
yeah.
could pick out books that you wanted.
And wasn't it fun
good,
reading
reasonable price?
The historical things? Can you remember types of books that you got, maybe?
Oh, well, at that age, I liked, well, science, astronomy. Some history.
You know, that was real content.
Yeah.
That wasn't getting your penis cut off when you were a few years older, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No. You know, we have to talk in this raw way because this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the vipers. The doors have been opened. Steve Quayle said a couple years ago that these awful entities were now revealing themselves into society. I mean, what they may be human shells, but they're infested by demons. I mean, did we ever think we would have men, up at the highest levels of countries, the highest political levels that we can have? Did we ever think we'd have something this mixed up and this confused? I think not. So back to Scholastic. Boy, it has changed. The world's largest publisher and distributor of children's books has published its 2024 Pride Guide for teachers of grades 12 through 12, K through 12, pardon me, overflowing with ideological promotion of LGBTQIA plus stories, advice, and, quote, affirmation targeting children and adolescents. Lou, What's another word you would call for, quote, affirmation? What is it really?
Temptation.
Any more?
Corruption.
Mm-hmm. How about as an agenda? It's really just
It's an agenda, without a doubt.
And it's propaganda. That was the word
I was trying to pull
from you. But yep. You're right. You're telling what it really is as far as the depravity. So Doug Mainwaring continues, Scholastic is unequivocal in its pro-LGBT stance, devoted to obscuring timeless truths about the complementarity of the sexes while undermining children's healthy identities as boys or girls. In fact, Scholastic goes so far as warning against the communication of immutable truths about nature and science to children. In other words, Lou, they were wrong back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s to be putting out books that were authentically based on science that you liked, books authentically based on history that you liked. That was wrong. You were supposed to be learning about gay sex. You were supposed to be getting your parents to take you out to a pride get-together where you could see a transgender person doing the split so you could see what the sex organs looked like so that you would get very curious and you would want to have this put into your school curriculum.
Yes, that is a terrible
thought. I blew your mind, didn't I?
Yeah,
we're at such a point we think we can't blow each other's minds, but we do because we remember the old America. There was nothing like this.
Nothing whatsoever.
Criminals are being extolled. Molesters of children are being looked up to. I can't get calm. I'm sorry. This is too upsetting to me as a former teacher. You know, those of you who were listening last week, and somebody did tell us we had an awesome program. Captain Eberhardt told us it was a great program. We think he heard the one in which you and I were so upset over that 15-year-old person who somehow got HIV and now is a transgender at the Pride Month where we live in the county, the Kemp Forest County in Maryland, getting a citation from the Lieutenant Governor here of Maryland. We were upset because we knew that 15-year-old, which you said was a 10th grader, had to be molested by some, probably a homosexual. We're coming for your sons. That's what they claimed they would do, and they did decades later. So we know that other 10th graders, as you said, Lou, were not there having profligate sex so that they could transmit HIV to this hapless 15-year-old. Now, what's the heritage of that kind of thing? We now have that person recruiting others. And now we have this institutionalized. I said to you a couple years ago, every institution had now gone bad. Well, we know about the National Library Association. One of our listeners from Missouri documented that, the kind of LGBTQ books you read about them. So here now we have Scholastic, the entrenched kind of authoritarian thing that teachers always had to bend toward. Isn't that right?
That's right. Yep.
They had to give it allegiance.
Yes.
But you know what? We don't have to give allegiance to Satan anymore. And if you're doing it in your lives, you better wake up. God said he will spit the lukewarm out of his mouth. Last night I thought I might die during the night. There was some kind of a reaction that I had to something. And I prayed, let me live, because I wanted to talk to you today, you listeners. And Lou prayed for me. You see, this is what a wonderful relationship between a Christian husband and wife is like. And we fought for this relationship. It was not easy in those early years when Satan sent vicious attacks using the weaknesses of both of our personalities to put us into frequent torment. Isn't that right?
That is right.
And years later, when I looked in my father's Bible, I found very definitely the message from God that we were so viciously attacked because Satan didn't want us to make it to this point where we could come on and warn God's remnant and help them for what may be coming if there is no repentance. And this doesn't look like repentance to me, Lou. Let's get back to Scholastic. We just said that Scholastic, Doug Mainwaring said, goes so far as warning against the communication of immutable truths about nature and science to children. quote, books and literature are never neutral, declares Scholastic, quote, by engaging with queer literature for children and young adults, you are disrupting the status quo that implies being cisgender, heterosexual, and allosexual are the default. Disrupting the status quo, put differently, means blocking and obliterating truth.
At the outset of its Pride Guide, Scholastic says that the word queer is, quote, an umbrella term to refer to the breadth of so-called LGBTQIA plus identities, unquote. And it goes on to say, everyone benefits from books with authentic representation of queer identities, insists Scholastic. This, however, is a fatal flaw, something that does not actually exist, cannot be authentic. There are no queer identities, said prolific truth-teller James Lindsay, referring to the actual meaning of the term. A person cannot be queer, said Lindsay. It's only possible to act queer, which is an oppositionally defiant political stance taken on as a personal identity, unquote. And he added, quote, it's choosing to be functionally personality disordered. Let me say that one more time. It's choosing to be functionally personality disordered and thinking it's your true self, he added. Extreme LGBT ideology. The 12-page document, observed the Washington Stand's Sarah Holliday, is, quote, full of extreme LGBT ideology, and it makes no attempt to mask the progressive agenda. Furthermore, the company has vowed to use company resources to fight efforts by schools and parents to determine what content is appropriate for children and keep illustrated pornography out of schools, noted Sarah Marshall Perry, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And she writes on X, too bad it's more concerned with proselytizing for the queer cause and defeating the quote, colonialist gender binary, unquote, than it is with the literacy scores of American children, unquote. The once venerable service, fondly remembered by generations of public school students, is a far cry from what it once was. And here we have a quote, the moral revolutionaries, as represented in this case by Scholastic, are seeking to mainstream and normalize ideologies that would have made no sense to any previous generation. David Clausen, Family Research Council's director of its Center for Biblical Worldview, told the Washington Stand. And Clausen went on, for thousands of years of human history, questions related to sexuality were utterly uncontroversial. However, the moral revolution and those pushing it have had remarkable success in confusing some of the most basic categories of human existence. Scholastic is seeking to sow confusion amongst society's most vulnerable population, that is, our children, said Clausen. Marxist ideology, politics, a cult. Scholastic is now an unapologetic ally in a political movement with deep Marxist roots that wields identity politics as a weapon of mass destruction, undermining and obfuscating timeless truths and upending immutable definitions about marriage, man and woman, boy and girl, son and daughter. Scholastic's Read with Pride, and this is in quotes, Read with Pride, Educator, Caregiver, and Advocate Resources, unquote, guide, is aimed at driving woke neo-Marxist ideology deep into kids' hearts and souls through the trusted adults in their lives. The guide isn't aimed at converting those adults. It merely seeks to overwhelm them with misinformation, normalizing the notion of fabricated sexual and gender identities for children. Scholastic wants the adults in children's lives to push kids into embracing woke identities, so that they can become part of any one of a growing number of new victim classes defined by sexual depravity and confusion. Scholastic wants adults to feel that it is their absolute duty to expose children to woke LGBT Marxist ideology. James Lindsay has explained elsewhere, The initial stage of cult induction is one of increasing psychological identification with the cult, its beliefs, and its practices. It's also a period of learning the cult's lingo and learning to speak like a cultist, which is, of course, a signal of fitting in. This awakening of cult identification in the woke cult is called gaining, quote, critical consciousness, unquote, which is a belief that all of societal social reality is contoured by oppressive structural power dynamics, that they have a duty to help overthrow by denouncing them with woke criticism and woke activism. As such, Scholastic treats the adult consumers of their pride guide as nothing more than thoughtless pawns, doing the bidding of Marxist sexual revolutionaries. In a similar way, Scholastic itself is a pawn, a tool of cultural Marxism. Bottom line, Scholastic's pride guide aims to corral children at the earliest ages into fabricated LGBTQIA+ sexual identities, that is, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, asexual, aromantic, and many more, including pansexual, two-spirit, non-binary, and genderqueer, that don't actually exist, tragically turning otherwise healthy young people into lifelong victims.
And Lou, as we said, that gay manifesto said, we're coming for your sons. They're coming for your daughters, too. And they're here. They're here. Oh, parents and grandparents, get your children out of the public schools while you can. Get them out. We're former teachers, and this is very dear to our heart. We spent a lot of time on it here tonight. But it's so important because everything starts in the home. One of the famous people of history said that. I'm not sure who that was. Do you remember? Was it Stalin? Was it Hitler? Somebody.
No, I know that Hitler more than once said that, you know, we don't care what you adults think. We'll have your children.
Yes. Yes. So it is that. Well, we're going to have to look now to see how it's taking form in other countries. You know, here we have the U.S. Biden administration LGBTQ craze obsession. What about Mexico, Canada? First, let's look at Mexico, and if we don't get all the time to get to Canada, we hope you're going to be tuning in tomorrow night to hear this program. We have a lot more, and we have some more bombshell headlines, too, for tomorrow night, thanks to Brother Bruce and thanks to Lou's research. So here we have LifeSite News, Doug Mainwaring again, Friday, June the 7th. The headline is Workers Revolt Against Pride Month in Mexico City. Tear down, quote, unworthy banners. Mexican union leader Rafael Riva Palacio said that I personally and a group of colleagues cannot allow it. And as many times as they want to put it up, as many times as they put it up, we're going to remove it. Lou, I wonder if Mexico doesn't have fluoride in its water. Don't you?
You do have to wonder.
Yeah. We've got to get some gumption back here in this country. LifeSite News, workers in Mexico City who've had enough of LGBTQ+ pride celebrations quite literally took matters into their own hands and tore into pieces two massive rainbow banners that hung at the government's National Housing Fund for Workers building. Union leader Rafael Riva Palacio ordered the destruction and removal of the banners, saying that they are, quote, unworthy, quote, I personally and a group of colleagues cannot allow it, and as many times as they want to put it up, as many times as they put it up, we are going to remove it, said Palacio, pointing to the rainbow banner, according to a report by El País. Carlos Martinez, the director of Intonavit, who describes himself as gay, denounced on X the tearing down of the banners as an act of, quote, barbarism, hatred, homophobia, and discrimination, and swore, quote, the flags will be raised again as many times as necessary. 2 days later, Martinez posted another photo boasting that at least one of the banners had been quickly replaced. Quote, the revolution of consciences is going to triumph, declared Martinez, suggesting that those who do not accept homosexuality and transgenderism need to conform to LGBTQ plus ideology. The tearing down of the rainbow banners comes on the heels of the election of Mexico's woke, pro-LGBTQ plus president, Claudia Sheinbaum, earlier this week. Sheinbaum has made her support of LGBTQ plus political ideology clear in recent years. In 2022, she celebrated the legalization of homosexual, quote, marriage in the states of Guerrero and Tamaulipas with the statement, quote, today the entire country makes progress in equal rights with the passage of marriage equality. And there's your little insertion, Lou, sick, because marriage equality, this is not what we have always known as marriage between a man and a wife, a woman. It is not authentic. That's what that symbol means. So she says we're making progress with this passage of this so-called Marriage Equality Act in Guerrero and Tamaulipas. I celebrate this demonstration of the will of the people and the search for justice for all men and women by both state congresses. Love is love. Where have we heard that before? I think it's something that you read, Lou, last week. Somebody was defending this as love is love. Oh, it was in your newspaper account from our local area about the Caroline County Pride.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
That's right.
The lieutenant governor, or was it the transgender person who had the HIV who said love is love? I'm not sure.
I think it was the transgender person, but I could be wrong about that.
I think
that.
It was. So, see, we've got this inculcated that there. It's like a moral relativism. Everything is okay. You know, we accept anything. There isn't. The missing word is S-I-N. Isn't that right?
That's right. They don't want to talk about
Mm-mm.
that.
There is no such thing. So back here to Claudia Sheinbaum, that same year she became the first mayor of Mexico City to take part in the city's LGBT, quote, pride parade. In 2023, on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, she posted a photo of herself to X stating, quote, my dream is to continue to fight for sexually diverse people, as I did in Mexico City. And, you know, I don't think we won't get to what's happening in Canada, but we will get the headline tonight from LifeSite News. Claire Marie Murkowski, May 30th, 2024. Canadian parents set to keep kids home from school for beginning of LGBT Pride Month. Viva la Canada! We know this is really important. But, again, tomorrow night you're going to hear another headline. Australian LGBT activist seems to promote bestiality to high schoolers. Will Canada follow? Then we're going to find out a lot about Archbishop Vigano, about Bergoglio, one of the main activists of the hellish LGBTQ agenda. Archbishop Vigano says Bergoglio's goal is to normalize sodomy. We're going to have a lot. We can hardly hear the music, but we know that it has begun. And I know that you are really anxious to hear what we have to say tomorrow night. So do tune in to The Divided Kingdom, again, at WWCR.com, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and on 4.840 megahertz. Good night.